We're still waiting to see signs of other intelligent life in the cosmos. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Chris Impey, University Distinguished Professor in the Department of Astronomy at the University of Arizona, explores the skies for clues.
The search for life beyond Earth is in a new phase as astronomers study the nearest exoplanets that are habitable, so at a distance from their parent star where liquid water can exist. Recent attention focuses on super-Earths, exoplanets several times the size and mass of the Earth. Super-Earths are likely to be super-habitable. Higher mass guarantees a geologically active planet, and plate tectonics are thought to have been critical in the development of life on Earth. It also means strong gravity, which can hold a thick atmosphere to protect life from cosmic rays and UV radiation. I'm excited to report there are many of these worlds that are ripe for biology. A third of all exoplanets are super-Earths, 1,700 in all, more than any other type of exoplanet, projecting to 10 billion across the galaxy. We don't know much about super-Earths because most are hundreds of light years away, and there's no super-Earth in our own solar system. That's about to change. The James Webb Space Telescope can use spectroscopy to sniff the atmospheres of super-Earths and see if they contain gases like oxygen and methane that indicate life here on Earth. A future generation of huge ground-based telescopes that are under construction will do more of this work and even allow images to be made of super-Earths. We're understandably attached to it, but Earth is not the best of all possible worlds. There have been violent variations in climate in the past, including an early hot phase, and several times when the planet entered a deep freeze, nearly extinguishing all life. Astronomers will soon be looking for life on super-Earths, and if the searches all fail, we may be forced to conclude that the universe is a lonely place.
That was Chris Impey of the University of Arizona. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.